This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening, my name's Phil. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. If you're watching this live, get your views in, get your comments in. We want to know what you thought to Leicester's win at Sheffield United and what you think looking forward to the game on Thursday, which is Leicester City v Ike. Let us know your views and comments and we'll get as many of your views on as possible. Welcome to the Monday Night Fan Zone Show. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Monday Night Fan Zone Show. We want your views. We want your comments. Without them, we've got nothing. We need you, so get them in. I want to know, was it a good win at Sheffield United? Or did we get a bit lucky there at the end with Maddison and Vardy doing what we know they can do? Is Madders a bit off form? A lot of people on social media last night after the game sticking into Madders a bit, but he did the business, put a lovely ball through to Vardy. What's your views on him? Do you want to talk about corners? Do you want to talk about set pieces not looking good at times? Or, hey, are we third in the Premier League and doing all right? It is one of those moments, isn't it, as a Leicester fan? Is the glass half full? Is it half empty? I want your views. I want your comments. Get them in there. And very shortly, be joined by Sinke, who will be giving us his views on it. Matty Bond, good evening, says, good evening. Some relief. Matty, what are you doing? To have some relief? Or was it just watching the match yesterday? Good evening to Loxley. How are you? Hope you're doing well. Talk about tricky names. XX, Billy XX, Forever XS on YouTube says, hi, how are you doing? Hello and welcome to all the people watching on YouTube. LCFC Grey watching there. Good evening to one and all, he says. Maz says, evening. Come on, you Foxes. Great 3 points. That's Jamie from the Foxes Arms. Good evening, Buzz. I hope you're well. Ross, part of J&R, fantastic win against the Blades, he says. Let's just say one of my Sheffield United mates muted me on... Yeah, well, good. I hope you're giving them a bit of grief. Obviously, Ross lives up there in Sheffield land. XX Billy says, what do you think of Perez? Do you think he could be being up this form up or carry on this form? I think he means... we'll ask Sinke about that. What do you guys think about Perez? Certainly looked a little bit better than what we've seen recently. Bazza, 100% agree with you. We definitely need a new striker in January. What do you think to Nacho? Again, I've tried to back Nacho a bit, but not seeing a lot from him last week and yesterday again. Andrew's in Thailand. Good evening, Andrew. Hope you're well. We got lucky, says Peter. I want to know, do you think it was lucky or was it a good win? Do you have to grind out a dirty win sometimes? You know, a bit of a just grind it out. Luke, good evening to you. Vaughan, good evening. Zab saying, evening, brilliant result, 21 points, 90 to go. Let's get to that 40. Mark, hello to you from Norwich. Locke says, yeah, RIP to that corner flag. We might have some news on that in a bit. Be interesting. Chaz says Perez was magnificent. Chaz also says about Nacho. I'm not going to put that on screen, but he's not so impressed with them. Ian, I think sums it up, says we needed those 3 points yesterday after the last few games. I'm going to get Sinke on very shortly. Perez needs more game time, says Mark. Let's get Sinky on. Let's get his views. Good evening to you, Sinky. Looking You're looking very festive there.
Yeah, I thought I'd get the tree in the background. We spent a lot of time putting it up yesterday. Well, rather my other half did most of it, to be fair.
Well, it nearly looks like you're halfway up the tree there, Sinky. I was going to say you're the fairy up the tree or something, but you're the star on the top of the Christmas tree, aren't you, Sinky?
Yeah, on the Perez thing, yeah. I mean, I remember we were all pretty excited when we signed him and everybody, you know, when he first came, sold in quite well. And obviously, of late, people have been criticised him. But he certainly came on and made an impact, got a good goal as well. And he looked like he played pretty well. I was almost surprised that he went off. To be honest, but maybe it's just a question of getting some minutes under his belt like a lot of those people. But, you know, Maddison, yeah, I agree. The free kicks and the corners just weren't working for him, were they? But that pass, you know, you get his link up with Vardy, right? And it showed that at the end. And Vardy took it very well. And the corner flag didn't take it quite as well. It was the result we wanted, because after Fulham, I was so down after the Fulham game, because I was thinking, there we are, team near the bottom, could be a worry. You know, Leicester have been in that position, haven't they? And obviously we don't get the result, and you're thinking, well, you know, we should be winning those games.
Maxine says here she was disappointed when Perez was taken off and Nacho was brought on. Sinky, Nacho... he's been at the club now 3 or 4 years, or 3 years, is it? We bought him for 25 million. I think a lot of fans, myself included, I've been saying it for the last 18 months, I do feel like we need to buy another striker. I don't feel Nacho is really good. I know he's a young lad, you know, developing. I don't quite see it there. Jamie Vardy is like right up there for us, and it's a bit Jamie Vardy or nothing.
Yeah, Nacho's shown it in some of the cup games and, you know, in Europe a little bit. But he was very poor when he came on yesterday. I was surprised that Barnes didn't come on at some point, to be honest. Because I was surprised they even brought Nacho on in the game. But he just didn't work. So I agree that it was, for me, it was a substitution that didn't need to happen. Certainly not bringing him on. And he was, as you say, very disappointing in the game as well.
Sinky, LCFC Grey, you're old school like me, Sinky, but LCFC Grey, watching on YouTube, says, and I said this yesterday as well, why don't we put players on the goal line to defend corners? Sinky, corners generally, we've not been great attacking at corners nor defending them, have we, this season?
No, and really, it's old school, but it worked, didn't it? If Albrighton, I mean, it's a bit unlucky because Albrighton's obviously gone for the possible short corner and is back, but not got quite in the right position, but you have a player, you know, we've seen it in other games where other teams have done the same and they've cleared the ball away. But yeah, I mean, because they've obviously got this bad record from corners at the moment and they need to address that. And that may be part of the answer, is getting, you know, players on the goal line to stop that sort of thing happening. But that's something the coaches have clearly got to look at, because we've conceded the most goals in that fashion this season.
Andy Meadows said Nacho is a bit like Demarai Gray. They both had enough chances to impress. Would you agree with Andy there, Sinky?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen enough of Demarai Gray to make a comparison at the moment. Oh, obviously, I'm always thinking about the pass with Demarai Gray. We know what he's capable of. The criticism was always he didn't have the finish, but he could open things up when he's on song occasionally. But he's not in the squad, is he? We're not seeing him, so it's hard to make that comparison. But I was disappointed we didn't see Under, because I thought he played really well in the European game. Thought he was going to score. I think most people did. And I keep feeling that if he gets that first goal, it'll just kick things off for him. But yeah, I'm steering away from the question. But, you know, Demarai Gray, is he going to be gone in the summer? It looks that way, doesn't it?
It could even be January. John, I'm just going to hold you there and we'll come back to this. John, hopefully, John Regan is going to be joining us. Now, people might say, who is John Regan? I think it's going to be quite interesting for people to see John tonight. Let's add John in. John, good evening, mate. Can you hear me? John, can you hear me?
I can, yeah. How are you doing? All right.
All right. It's great to have you on, mate. How are you doing?
Yes.
Now, listen, yesterday's game... I know you're a big...
I'm very well, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Leicester fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I used to write the fanzine. Where's the money gone?
I know. I remember buying it back in the day in the late 80s, 90s, wasn't it?
I sued the referee and all that time.
I remember all about it for the penalty thing. But, yeah. John, listen,
yeah.
yesterday's game, Jamie Vardy scored a great late winner and celebrated. Yeah. And he did something rather violent and kicked the corner flag. What have you got to show us and tell us?
Hold the phone, baby. Hold the phone so I can... I got the corner flag.
Got the corner flag.
How the hell have you ended up with the corner flag, mate?
This was in my house under 2 hours after Jamie Vardy broke it. There's the short bit that could have ended his career.
Oh, dear. Look at that. That is it. And show us the other bit as well, John.
There it is. There's the flag.
Fantastic, mate. That is absolutely brilliant. There
he
is the corner
it, Jamie,
flag.
Jamie Vardy wants it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll go on eBay then, will it?
No. Brilliant, John.
I've got the ribbons from when we won the Premier League Cup. I've got them framed.
How did you get...
I've got
John,
Jamie Vardy's shirt. What?
How did... Let's start with the flag. How did that end up? That was in Sheffield this time yesterday. How did that end up in your house?
I can't tell you over the air, but I'll tell you when I meet you. But I can tell you how I got the... I could tell you how I got the ribbons.
Yeah.
My son was in the England squad.
Right.
And he was the photographer. Do you know, you ever heard of Michael Regan, the photographer?
I think the name rings a bell, Sinky, have you heard?
Presented match of the day once.
Yeah.
It was in the Chelsea changing rooms. It was in the Chelsea changing rooms after... When they won the league next season, and he was in the changing rooms and they were taking the ribbons off, and the FA said to him, "Michael, you're a Leicester fan. Would you like the ribbons?" And he took them. The biggest mistake that bloke ever made in his life. Them ribbons are off for 5,000 to 1 winning league.
And you've got them, John.
There they are behind me, kid.
Look at them. Go on then, let's see them.
That there they are, they're the ribbons.
They're the actual ribbons. Yeah. John, you've
yeah,
got
they're two, the one.
You've got two amazing bits of Leicester City history. They're the actual ribbons off the Premier League trophy.
And there's Jamie Vardy's shirt that he was wearing when he got sent off against West Ham.
I'll tell you what, that and that flag is absolutely cool. Can you show us the flag again, John? Because people are loving that.
There it is.
That is absolutely brilliant.
Excellent.
There
fantastic,
you go.
Fantastic, John. What, John, what are you going to... Does Jamie Vardy really want the flag? Have you heard that?
Well, my lad spoke to him. My lad spoke to him today. But now he said, keep it. He said, keep it. You know what I mean? Do what you like with it.
What are you going to do with it, John? Have you got any plans?
Well, I'm going to keep it. Definitely.
Fantastic. John,
I'm trying to get all these strange things.
Can't get much stranger than those, can you? I mean, the ribbons, actually, to be fair, John, the ribbons have got to be worth a small fortune. And that flag as well.
Well, they have. And the reason they are worth money is because they're off a 5,000 to 1 winner. It doesn't matter what sport it is or what it is, there'll never be a 5,000 to 1 winner ever again.
Yeah, no, absolutely, there won't be. The bookies will never make that mistake, will they?
That's right. My claim to fame is when I made the headlines of the newspapers when I sued the referee that time, and the Daily Sport headline was "Six Soccer Fans Sues Referee."
That was to do with the penalty, wasn't it, John?
It was. I told him I had to have 3 days off work, shocked and traumatised. And when I went down to sue the referee... They said to me, you can't sue the referee. You've got to sue his place at work. I said, where's he work? They went, the FA. I went, that'll do. So we sued the FA. I was on Breakfast Time Television America. I've done shows in Ireland, Australia. I went all over the world, and it eventually got brought up. If you read the Daily Express from a couple of months ago, they'd done a big story on me, and it finally got brought up. It got brought up in the House of Parliament. It went to question time.
Wow. Fantastic, John.
Yeah. I've not mentioned a question time. The brilliant things I've done for this club.
I know. You're a good old... You've been around and you've supported Leicester. How long, when did you first start supporting Leicester, John?
Over 60 years ago.
Fantastic.
And it's 69. I'm 69. And I was going down when I was 8, first game.
And it's probably not, John, the last few years has been about as good as it's ever been, isn't it?
Well, yeah, without doubt. It's the greatest ever. We never thought we'd see it. Very emotional time for us, you know what I mean? And I don't understand, while I'm on the air with you, I don't understand how anybody can criticise this team, how they destroyed Chilwell, how they destroy some of our young players coming through, right? The players read these things that they put on. Look what they've done to Gray. They've destroyed him. He didn't want to touch the ball. He'd rather leave the ball than get flagged off for doing something wrong. They're destroying the team, their own fans.
You'd rather see a lot more support, John, from the fans.
Of course.
On social media, yeah?
I'll tell you what, when we used to go down and get 9,000 in Division One, at least them 9,000 were top supporters behind the team, home and away.
It's a good rally cry, John. Where do you think we could end up this season then?
I think we could end up winning it. We beat your Man City and that. Yes, I seriously do.
Yeah, and what about the Europa League, John? Do you fancy a bit of that?
Well, yeah, we could win that. It's open. We hit it right. You know how good we are. It's got to get it right on the day. Rodgers has made mistakes. He's made mistakes with his tactics and his team selections. But you only know he's made the mistakes after the game. You don't know he's made them, you know what I mean, before the game. So, it's a learning curve and all that.
John, I'll tell you what, mate, it's been brilliant having you on. Will you come on again another week and do your rally cry for us all?
Yeah, whenever you want. Whenever you
Fantastic.
Want.
Come on, before we let you go, John, one last wave of that flag. Because people can't believe you've got that. People cannot believe it.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
I'll get 2 hours less from God, he's smashing it.
Absolutely brilliant, mate. Whoa. John, it's been fantastic having you on, pal.
All right. I'll speak to you again sometime. Thank you very much for having me.
Good lad. Thanks, John. Keep it going. Cheers,
Thank
mate.
You. Bye.
Cheers,
Bye
pal.
Now. Bye.
What a guy. That was amazing, Sinkey.
Yeah, brilliant. It's interesting what he said about, people having to go at players for no apparent reason. I remember being at a cup game, sitting next to a chap when Andy King was playing for us. And every time King touched the boys, having a go, he drove me nuts. But what was really funny was that Andy King scored the winning goal in extra time.
Well,
so I said to him, well, what do you think now then? But it is true that some fans do have kind of, will pick on a player, but I just don't like him. But they can't explain why. They just decide not to.
I saw a comment yesterday. With about 10 minutes to go, I saw a comment on Facebook. Somebody had put a post in Leicester Fan TV chat group. Get Madders off. Get Vardy off. They're doing nothing. And then literally about 4 minutes later, you can imagine he got about 100, 200 comments saying, well, what do you know? I used to have a guy sit behind me in the family stand, John. I don't know if he was there when you come and sit with me. He used to lay into Mahrez all game, every game, and do you remember him?
Yeah.
And then I used to be delighted when Mahrez scored another wonder strike to turn around. What did he used to call him? Miss Liability or Liberty or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Because he thought we were just carrying him as a player. But, it is like fans want to have a go at players certain times, John. But... I'm still getting over the fact John Regan there has got the flag from yesterday. And the Premier League trophy ribbons, John.
Yeah, so it's sort of like reminds me of John Hutchison, the Leicester City historian, might be interested in putting those sort of things on show for a while when we can, obviously, sometime in the future, because that's what he does, doesn't he? He takes things and people can see them at the actual stadium, but maybe they can get together at some point in the future.
Rudy's joined late and he said, how did John get the flag? Well, I think I've got an idea, but he won't give us the exact details, Rudy, but he got hold of it and he had it in his house at 2 hours after the match yesterday. So he obviously knows somebody in the go. John, let's switch things through and get everybody's views in a little bit about the Europa League, which is on Thursday. It's Ike. I know that's how you say it, John. I always thought it was AEK. But apparently it's Ike. Right.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
I corrected.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I learned we had one of the Hellenes Foxes on, one of our,
that's right,
our sister cup ones in. And we want to win that, John, really, on Thursday, because we do want to finish top of this group, because the draw after that would have a big bearing on where we go in this cup this season.
Well, obviously got, you know, people coming out of the Champions League going into it. And I think if we do finish top, gives us a better chance of maybe avoiding some of the bigger teams. And after that, of course, we got Brighton, who play when we finish tonight. We'll be watching that after we finish.
Yeah.
And Brighton, to be fair, just very quickly, you know, they played pretty well and probably not got the results you might have expected. I'm almost surprised they're down where they are in the league. They're not in the bottom area, but you know, they've been quite a good team, so that'll be interesting against, you know, Southampton as well, who've had a pretty decent start to the season. But the European game, I think I'm fairly confident we should win that. Be interesting what sort of team that Brendan puts out, because he'll obviously want to make a few changes ahead of the weekend, but we've got the squad that can do it. I think obviously we'll have a lot of maybe the top players on the bench to come on if needed. So that's kind of what I'm expecting. And, you know, we talked about Iheanacho. He may even get a start on, perhaps on Thursday, and then we may see Vardy if we need to, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how he plays it. Obviously, being at home. I thought last week, John, obviously we started three of the comeback boys, Ndidi, Soyuncu, and Pereira, and it sort of backfired, didn't it? Because two of the three picked up an injury.
Yeah, I've got my Soyuncu shirt on, actually.
Come on, give us the whirl.
Not the camera over there.
Give us a whirl. There you go. He's got his Soyuncu on. Yeah. But he's going to be out for a little bit again, I think, John.
Yeah, I think so, which is disappointing. I was very sad when he had to come off. Obviously, you know, you've got that that hamstring injury that looks like it's come back. Pereira, I didn't think that was really a problem to start with. I thought they'd just kind of got a good 45 minutes. He picked up a yellow card, hadn't he? And I thought that might be part of the reason as well. Well, the ref was dishing out cards all over the place.
Yeah, yesterday,
For nothing tackles, really. But obviously, Ndidi coming back, and him and Mendy are a bit interchangeable, as we saw in the game the other day, which is quite nice, actually, isn't it? We got that kind of flexibility.
I think Mendy's established himself, John, that most fans don't have a problem with him playing there. He is, you know, compared to Kante, he's a similar player in that style. Different to Ndidi,
but in a similar role.
Like, I've got,
with all these games, it gives us a chance to kind of change them around a little bit in the games, you know, even alternate games. Well, that's a good choice to have there as well. But yeah, obviously, you know, having Ndidi back is a real bonus too, because he's got that energy that we know he's got, and he can get the tackles in. He's probably just still finding his way a little bit because he's been out for so long, but I'm sure he'll settle in as we expect him to. But yeah, Soyuncu I'm pretty disappointed about, but we'll wait and see how long it's going to be. With all these games we've got, hopefully he'll be back the other side of Christmas, maybe. I don't know, really. I'm not sure what the updates are at the moment.
Coming back to John, who joined us, John Regan, and it is a flag. Casey says, as John, not you, John, other John, already got the Europa League trophy in his front room. He probably has. He's probably on the way. Keith says, John's got nothing. He says he's got Gary Lineker's pants from the Ireland game, World Cup 1990. Now, do you remember what pants they are, John?
Could I tell you what I found in my wardrobe the other day that I didn't know I had?
Go on then.
During the Martin O'Neill era, somebody did a load of drawings of O'Neill in various, you know, sitting in a room or something. They're paintings.
Like real life, not cartoons or caricatures.
Well, yeah, they're cartoon caricature type things.
Yes.
I've got two of them in my wardrobe.
So
I've got one of Lester, I've got one of Dean Richards from the Tigers.
Yeah. So yeah. You're having a bit of a lockdown tidy up with this.
Well, no,
I
was looking for something else and I found them and thought, oh, I didn't know I had these.
Ross says John Regan has probably pre-ordered the Ike goalpost. He's probably, I don't know how his sources are, but he's obviously getting hold of some of this stuff really good.
Well, he might want a second corner flag tomorrow, well, on Thursday rather.
I guess anybody who's watching this, have you got any weird memorabilia? I wouldn't say John's was weird memorabilia. It was pretty class A memorabilia, but not the best I've got, John. I've got a few bits, but my missus found some of it the other week and said, why have you got, what is this bit of plastic? I've got it under the table here. It's a seat from the old Filbert Street, which was liberated on the last game there.
Oh, yeah. People did that, didn't they?
We did, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember getting a seat, and I also remember getting some... I went and dug a big piece of turf up of Filbert Street, the grass, and I thought, I'm going to take that with me, and I shoved it in my pockets. But then we all went down the pub and had a few beers, and God knows what happened to the grass. But I managed to get home with the seat, at least.
Well, I kept some of the old programmes when I used to commentate, because you used to do big adverts in the programme. With your name in, so I kept some of them for posterity.
Yeah. Coming back to Thursday, Andy says, Brendan's got to roll the dice and Ike could get a pasting. Sets us up nicely for Brighton. I wonder, John, Andy's sort of saying we should just go for it and put out the first team and really, you know, get the points.
Well, yeah, but you say that, but at the same time, you might want to rest a few players if you think you can. And we've got a decent squad. My only worry in the squad at the moment, and I didn't mention this earlier, was I thought Bootsy is a bit liable for giving the ball away too much.
He's played a lot this season, John, hasn't he, Christian Fuchs?
Is what, sorry?
He's played a lot this season now.
He has, actually. He makes me nervous now, which he never used to. I do think that perhaps we need to look at that area a little bit. That's where I think having a back four. I'm obviously, we're not having Cianci, we haven't got the option as much to go for that.
I did hear John
worried in that left back area.
I did hear, and I can't confirm it, but I did hear that we called Benkovic from Cardiff today, John. I'm not sure if that's 100% confirmed. It would sort of make sense. He's been on loan there. I don't think he's played much for them. But with some of the centre-back situations, maybe having Benkovic back in the squad would work.
And where's Castagna? I thought he was coming back the other week and nothing's happened.
Well, I think he's had a little niggle again, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm unconfirmed as to how long Soyuncu and Pereira will be out for. I think Pereira might not be too long, but like we're saying, I think Soyuncu will be a little bit longer.
Yeah, but it'd be good to get Castagna back, I think, for that. I mean, he was playing on the right, but he can play on the left as well, can't he?
I've got a few bits of weird memorabilia here for you.
Okay.
Chris Jones says he's got the banner that was on the bus during the Premier League trophy parade.
Wow.
Nice. Do you know what? I've got a big banner from the parade as well. Mine's about 20 metres long. Mine was reportedly off one of the buses. But there was about 7 buses, wasn't there, in that parade?
Yeah, the only bus thing I went on was when we won trophies. And
yeah.
I remember interviewing Emil Heskey before he left on the bus as we're parading around the city, I think.
Kent says he's got a signed Gordon Banks and Frank Bruno pictured together, which is an interesting combination.
Yeah, because Bruno used to train locally, because I interviewed Bruno at Springs out towards...
Yes, Anthony. He did come down to a few Leicester games, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I remember
it. But he used to train locally for his boxing matches. When he won the heavyweight title in London...
Did he?
I went to see him, interviewed him. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah.
he was very funny, actually.
Casey says... I don't know if some of these are made up, John, or real now. Casey says, I've got a cigar that Casey Keller passed around his friends upon the birth of his twins.
Yeah. What's that got to do with football?
Okay, Casey Keller.
Yeah, I know. I'm joking.
Stefan says he won Wes Morgan's signed shirt in a competition. I've still got a roll of bus tickets that you used to take to the old Wembley to throw.
Yeah.
Did you used to throw bus tickets or something then?
I suppose it makes a difference in ticket tape.
Well, good old ticket tape. That used to be a Sporting Blue, John, ripped up nicely.
It did, yeah.
Do you remember the good old Sporting Blue?
Yes, oh, I do.
You still have a Sporting Blue on match day. Read it, and then it was ticker tape. Ross says he's got the 2005-06 Leicester away shirt signed by none other than Peter Shilton. And my dad, me and my dad scored a penalty past him at Golden Sands Holiday Park. Where's Golden Sands? That's Mablethorpe, I think.
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah, on the East Coast. Yeah.
And Casey says the cigar from Casey Keller was true.
Yeah, Mickey Adams gave me the Sinclair, Frank Sinclair shirt. For obvious reasons.
Joanna says she did the same as me. She ripped some turf from Filbert Street, but hers lasted a month. Mine didn't last that night because I lost it some pub in Leicester.
What's this?
I wonder if you'll get this one, John. I know about this one. Key says he's got a handbag off Lee Philpott. Do you know what he's on about? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember. I'm
not getting into it, but I know exactly what he's gone about. I'll tell you off the screen later, John. Anyway, listen, we're at 8 o'clock. We've got distracted well and truly tonight. It was brilliant to have you on, Sinky. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
We'll see you soon. And it was good to have John Regan on with his...
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Amazing memorabilia. We need to get him on again because I know from what I'm being told, John's got some old school stories from the 70s and 80s, which might need to be a late night show, that, John. Some of his stories, so I'm being told. Anyway, thanks everybody for watching. Thanks, John, for joining us. Thanks for all your comments. As ever, we'll see you this week. What have we got on? We've got Thursday night. We've got the watch along. It's Ike. It's 8 p.m. kickoff, but we'll be live from 7:30. That's all the way through. And then obviously on Friday, it's Locks with the Fan Zone show. Jamie Aftermath Sunday morning, and then another match on Sunday. So from me, Phil, from Sinky, we'll see you all soon.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.